I'm Henry Lin, here with Madeline Wallace, and this is Better World. Better World is an exploration of badass people doing really cool things. The more we know about this world, the better we can do in changing it. Welcome to Better World. I'm here today with none other than Kelly Love, the wife to Dr. Love, and Marilee. And we've got a little bit of a surprise today because we are going to be talking about something which is so close to home and so important and so a part of the Better World ecosystem that it is, guess what, going to alleviate the need of me reciting a bunch of horrible statistics about how much plastic, chemicals, and bad crap there is in the world. Normally we spend like 3 minutes on that and like Barnett growls at me. Barnett Zitron is out on Fashion Week assignment. We're going to be talking about chemicals in the home that need to be replaced. Safe and sustainable. Marilee, welcome to the pod. Kelly Love, welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Guys, tell us a little bit about this kick-ass company that you got going, what you're doing and why you're doing it.
Well, can I start out and just give a little bit of statistic?
Oh, yeah.
See? The day that Barnett's not here.
All right. We are in the midst of an American healthcare crisis. 1 in 2 American children has some sort of chronic illness.
Right.
Number one chronic illness in children is asthma. 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women will get cancer in their lifetime.
Wow.
Cancer is the number 2 killer of children now after accidents.
Wow.
The rate of degenerative disease is rising exponentially, and scientists have already directly linked this exponential rise to our exposure to chemicals in our water, air, homes, products, and that things, you know, things
everywhere
around us that we do every day.
Right. Amazing. Yes. Okay. And you guys have come up with a solution.
Yes. So
we have.
Our company is Branch Basics, and we make human-safe cleaning products. So we start off with cleaning products as kind of the Trojan horse to get you to start thinking about the products that you're using on an everyday basis in, on, and around your body. And cleaning products is just an easy first step.
Oh, yeah.
So we have one concentrate that you mix at different ratios according to the fill lines on the bottle to tackle laundry, countertops, bathrooms, stains, etc., window and glass, you name it, and then an oxygen boost powder for whitening, brightening, stain removal, grout cleaning, etc. So really
you
those
guys
are
believe
our two
that
hero products, and that's all you need. You don't need 30, 40, 50 different cleaning
wow
products in your
saves
house.
Saves plastic.
Wow, wait, say that again, because that was
yes
my question.
I've read somewhere the average American has 17 to 30 different cleaning products. And literally, we have one concentrate and one oxygen boost, and the two of them can tackle anything.
Everything.
Everything.
Oven cleaner. It's so mild. That
I wash my face with it. I wash my baby with it. And so we did in-product testing to ensure that it was not irritating to the eyes, not irritating to the skin. And the testing lab actually said they had never seen a product test like the control. It was so safe on the skin that it tested as
no
neutral as the control,
way
like water.
That's wild.
And we've never had a stain that we could not take care of, even dry clean stains.
That's phenomenal. Wow.
Out.
I am holding a bottle of it right now, and the bottle itself is reusable, correct?
Yes.
The concentrate and the oxygen boost are not, but all the spray bottles for bathroom, all-purpose, streak-free, and our laundry bottle and our foaming wash bottle are reusable. You just refill them with water and the concentrate.
Amazing.
And we currently have BPA-free, phthalate-free plastic, but we are about to launch glass bottles.
Yeah, Maddie just cringed.
No, I actually just smiled.
Give a thumbs
you're just
up.
Yeah. She's like, go to glass.
Yeah, go to glass.
Here we
but
are
you're going to glass.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you just get off tour with like the Almost Famous crew? Because your entire
yes
look is so killer.
This was just my look today, and I
just
happened to come
her
in.
Live
no, I found
that
these glasses from a man named Larry off the street. They were his in the 70s. They were $5, so I feel like I really...
You're carrying the torch
really,
for Larry.
Really
shout out to
me
fucking
I'm
Larry.
I'm staying true to my oops secondhand morals. Yeah. Of like, don't buy new, just buy from Larry off the street. It's perfect.
So guys, I would like to talk about the chemical crisis and how you came to the solution, because I find it fascinating that you can do all of the things that Consumer America has told us we need 42 products for with 2 products. So how did we get here? Also, Kelly Love is pregnant. Well, no big deal.
So we actually, we have a long story, but my co-founders, Allison, is Marilee's niece, and we met in college. Allison was sick. You know the story. Couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. Doctors kept giving her more drugs. And she eventually had ears to hear her Aunt Marilee, who started talking to her about cleaning up her diet and changing out her products and laundry, everything. And within 6 months, started finally feeling relief. And we went and lived with Marilee. Both of us became new people after not being exposed to all these chemicals in our lives. Allison healed all of her problems, and I was the healthy one, but all of a sudden walked away like,
oh, can you tell us about that journey? Can you just like list some of the things? My sister got very, very sick recently, so I'm interested in this personally.
Okay.
But can we talk about, you know, like the chemicals that are in the food, the chemicals that are in the cleaner? Let's talk about some of the top 5 shit that we should replace. And of course, we should recap it at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Well, Marilee, I'll let you do it. You're more of the expert than I am.
Okay, the cleaning industry or the skincare industry, we are all riding on the cusp of that, our engagement honeymoon with the age of chemistry.
Right.
You know, all these great conveniences and things that work so well, and we're just now coming into the realization that there's some unintended consequences to the chemicals and the things that are in these products we use. And I'll just briefly say that the way this all came about is my son was catastrophically chemically injured. And the doctor said he'd never recover. He would be a bubble boy. His brain damage was so bad that he was going to be he could barely even spell a 3-letter word. And before, he was brilliant. Well, I did not accept that diagnosis. And the bottom line was, until I was able to really discern what was toxic and what wasn't, mm-hmm. undermining his health, he was not recovering. But when I finally took out all the products that were sitting in my house that had any ingredient that was harmful, he was able to be back in. I mean, we were living...
What are some of those products?
Well, just any product off the market.
Well, the ingredient categories we talk about are like excitotoxins in food, neurotoxins, the fragrance, that's
the
an
word
easy
fragrance
one
is
for
the,
people
right,
to
is the
look
dumpster,
for.
Right.
Yes, synthetic fragrances.
Concoction of thousands of chemicals.
What are the phytotoxins, did you say? I'm hearing new toxins.
Excitotoxins.
Excitotoxins. Yeah. They're the most excitable kind.
Yes, yeah. They excite your brain, too.
Oh, wow. So neurotoxins and excitotoxins are in cleaning products and in foods?
Yes, and in skincare products.
Well, how do you find out that they're in there?
Well, if you look at a cleaning product, the cleaning industry is not regulated. They do not require you to put a list. So you have to look at what we call toxic red flags. If there's no list, we know there's chemicals in there that are harmful. But if you see the word danger, that means if an adult swallowed a teaspoon, they could die. Caution or warning, that just tells you it's quite toxic. If it says wear gloves, etc.
Hazardous waste.
Yeah, put this product in a hazardous waste dump. You know, use it in your house, but don't throw it in the trash, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so those are clear signs. And then the ingredient list, look for, like I said, fragrance, the PPGs and petrochemical.
It sounds like both of you, for your better world, do-good task of the day, are going to submit your Medium post, much like Gabe Kennedy's great Medium post, shout out to Plant People, mm-hmm. on this issue, and we can actually refer people over to the Better World site and to your site, because if the fact that the list doesn't exist somewhere on the internet in a simple, really easy, you know, is nuts to me.
Right. Well, we can help people become ingredient experts because you don't have to be a chemist.
Right.
And our scientists. We've got a great tool. It's called EWG, Environmental Working Group, Skin Deep. So if you do have a product that does have the list, like the non-toxic category of cleaning products, they are listing their ingredients. You just pick up that bottle, you look at an ingredient, you type into EWG, and we recommend that the ingredient have a 1 or a 2.
Right.
Those are in the green. And it goes all the way up to 10, which are the most hazardous.
Just the Merrily challenge of look at these products in your home, mm-hmm. look at these foods, yes. they commonly have these things in them. That's the first step, and no one's really put that out there, and I'd love to put that out there.
Just look at what you're actually putting in your body and around your body, and also
it works for our listeners who can't see the glowing pregnant woman in front of me. You guys just look healthier.
Well, also just get at least the products. Like, it's easy just to go around your house, gather them all up, look at the ingredients, look at the labels, and put them in a box and either store them for whenever you need to use them, so they're not constantly releasing those chemicals into your air. Think about the cleaning aisle. Those products are at the grocery store. Those products are sealed and you can smell them. So, right. When they're just sitting in your home, even when you're not using them, they are releasing those volatile organic compounds and impacting your health. And so even just putting them away, or ideally removing them completely and getting them out of your house can do wonders. And so that we're about to launch a campaign where we will list these red flags, what to look for, and send you a box to just get you start to thinking about all the things around your home and what you can clear out and remove.
Literally releasing into the air.
Yes. And so
this makes so much sense, because for our first date, I asked Maddie to come with me to the grocery aisle to get high.
Yeah,
and she was like, look, it sounds fun, but I'm not really that into it. I mean, sometimes I like to just put my head under the sink. Worst day ever. Just face planted. God.
Well, yeah. Well, you were smart, Maddie, because I avoid that aisle.
Avoid that aisle. Pregnant ladies, please do not go down the chemical aisle.
The cleaning products and pesticides. No, thank you.
No, we're all set. Thank you. We have to take our first commercial break. And today's sponsor, very excitingly, is Terra Cafe. Please check them out. Terra Cafe is a coffee machine that is pioneering zero waste coffee. How many people, hate those coffee pods? 30,000 people just raised their hands. The coffee pods are not recyclable, despite the campaigns that Nespresso is pushing. And it is a very simple zero waste item. And it also closes the loop on agroforestry products. Did you guys know that coffee is in fact grown on trees? And when grown correctly, it's an alternative for farmers who are raising cow and soybeans. So if you grow coffee, you're reducing carbon too. So drink your coffee ordered from Terra Cafe. Do away with the pods, please. Check them out, terracafe.com. Shout out to my guys, John and Sahand. You guys are doing great. Thanks. And we are back from our pre-recorded commercial and talking about the fact that there are chemicals in the air. Everybody's getting high, nobody knows about it, and they're causing cancer fucking everywhere. Not to scare anybody. It's cool.
Putting you in a bad mood. They're making you fat. They've got obesogens that make you fat. They've got neurotoxins.
Do they cause sinus infections and shit like that?
Oh, I just lost my connection.
Oh, we have a technical malfunction. I'd be very interested in whether or not they cause other types of ailments. Do they cause things like sinus infections?
Well, the fragrance.
Kelly's nodding like, yeah, duh, bro. God.
Just the word fragrance on a label or something, a synthetic fragrance. Obesogens, that makes you fat, as Kelly said. It has asthmogens, gives you asthma. Carcinogens, gives you cancer. Neurotoxins, it messes up your brain, your mood. And endocrine disruptors, and we know we have such a problem today with fertility and all kinds of issues. So just that one fragrance
category
contains all of those chemicals, because it's actually an ingredient, proprietary ingredient recipe that has hundreds of chemicals in it.
So just for fun, let's have a ingredient party. The ingredients... For you guys, this is the cleaning solution, the one solution for everything, dun, 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 including laundry floors, carpet, vinyl, and linoleum, purified water, cocoa glucoside, That sounds, what is that, like coconut sugar?
That is part of what's called the alkylglucoside. It's a surfactant. It is the accepted surfactant by the European Union, the most strict guideline that we have in the world for the cosmetic world. And they are safe for babies and safe for skin formulations, cosmetics.
Organic chamomilla?
And we chose...
Chamomile extract.
Oh, okay, okay. It's a tea party.
I like chamomilla.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A new way to say it.
Well, chamomilla? Chamomilla.
So we chose a very special chamomile. It has 16 allergen certifications, and it's fragrance-free, and that's a very special chamomile, and it's very soothing to the skin.
Recutita? What is that? Flower extract?
That's just part of the chamomile.
Oh, it's more chamomile. Oh, organic chamomile recutita. My bad, bro. Obviously, Maddie knows that. She bathes in the stuff. Who are we kidding? Unicorns and their habits. Desyl glucoside?
That's in that family of alkylglucosides that are safe for babies and cosmetic formulations.
So yeah,
and
sugar surfactants. I'm
learning
derived
so
from
much.
Coconut.
This is so wild.
And non-GMO corn.
And these are called EcoCert surfactants, and those are special ones that are, you know, they're used in the organic formulations.
Okay, and a couple of sodiums. You got some different salts, citrate, bicarbonate.
That sodium phytate is actually, it is IP6, if you know what that is, which is...
Internet Protocol 6?
No. IP6 actually comes from, it's a component of grains, and it's used in cancer therapies.
Oh, okay.
But it's a chelator in our product.
Okay. Sick. Just putting it all out there. Just let them know. Okay.
Hey, we want people to make safe products.
So, yes. No synthetic preservatives, no synthetic fragrances, no alcohols, no parabens. No, I don't even know what a phthalate is. You know,
a phthalate is a plasticizer, and that's an endocrine disruptor, and that's what is so prevalent in the fragranced products and in most of the conventional cleaners.
And there's no SLS. I don't know what those are.
No, there's no SLS.
Sulfate.
Oh, okay. There we are. So what we have here is a revolution where you guys are advocating that we move away from harmful chemicals as a whole in food and in products and recreate the ecosystem of the home as one that's, by and large, you know, 9, 20, 3,000 times healthier.
Absolutely. You have control of your home. You can choose what you bring into it. But you go out into the world, you're going to be exposed. Well, that's life. But if you can come home to a place where your body gets a break, you can recover and rejuvenate and get better.
Right.
Yeah. Restore.
Heal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Heal.
Create a little safe haven. Mm-hmm. Make your home a safe haven. So Maddie's many of us go home and we just are bombarded by candles and dryer sheets and
tigers and bears.
This and that. Yes.
Oh, my.
You know, and the EPA says that, I mean, indoor air quality can be anywhere from 200 to 500 times more polluted than outdoor air. But then when you're actually using the products, it can be up to 1,000 times more toxic than outdoor air, more polluted. So, yeah, we have the opportunity to at least treat our homes like a safe haven and get all the garbage out.
So the chemicals that are found in water that you had referenced earlier, where do they come from? You know, like what's the danger there?
Oh, you mean in our water?
Yes.
Our groundwater has become contaminated because of the use of all these chemicals that go into our waterways and go down. And
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, of course it's important to have filters, but and deal with your own water accordingly. But basically, the continued use of these products are contaminating groundwater on a global scale horrifically, correct?
Yes.
Just a rumor I heard.
The conventional cleaners actually are...
It's not a rumor. It's true.
I was going to say...
Kelly's giving me a bad look again.
You read my mind. In my mind, I was saying it's not a rumor. It's true.
I don't mean this in the wrong way because, like, you're very, very pretty, and I know I'm going to get stuff for saying that. But you're definitely giving me the feeling like I'm sitting across from my judgmental mother who's just waiting for me to F up.
No.
She's literally like, I've got the ruler.
No, I'm you're gonna like catch literally sitting here like amazed at you. I'm like, oh my gosh, watching you just do your thing. And I'm so fascinated.
Welcome to Better World Circus Show. This place basically is a cage. We're into it. It's fine.
I promise we're not judgmental. That is not what we're about. We're all about
we're all
empowering
inclusive.
People. Yes. And being inclusive and not calling out other brands. And so
we're
making people think
I'm
a judgmental person.
So the woman's empowerment story that you guys were telling me in pre-production, could you throw it on air for me just for fun, just for giggles, and how you came to this company? Because I had originally said that I thought it was cool that you were pregnant. And
oh, okay.
I just also think
pregnancy is
cool.
Allison, our third co-founder, my best friend and Allison, Marilee's niece. So her fertility journey, is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So Allison was told that she had thousands of cysts on her ovaries and would never get pregnant naturally. And this was in high school. Well, fast forward, she got sick with pain and all these mysterious symptoms in college. Like I said, went to doctors, couldn't figure out what was wrong, was on a laundry list of drugs, and finally listened to her Aunt Marilee, who just started talking to her about cleaning up her diet and her environment. And she wasn't even trying to target the cysts on her ovaries. And after a year or so, a few years of living this lifestyle, she decided just to go back to the doctor when she got married to see how things were looking. And the doctor walked in and was like, holy cow, like I've never, like, what did you do? Like your cysts are gone. You know, you haven't been on birth control like in years, you know, because you wanted to get it off. What the heck did you do? So anyway, yeah, just removing, removing all the garbage from her everyday life.
I feel like when this becomes a movie, we can have it played by Hank Azaria, you know, the guy who did the character in The Birdcage, Agador Spartacus. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he comes in and he's all like, you know, oh my God, your eggs, they are the most beautiful things. You have revolutionized everything, you know, and something like that.
Yeah, well, and now she has two beautiful children to show for
gorgeous
it.
Eggs, gorgeous children, the whole thing.
It just
it's
works.
The goddamn new American dream, people. Get aboard. Let's go. So I, before we take our final commercial break, I would like to point out that you guys are on the forefront of a movement where there are all sorts of really weird, inexplainable health-related things that are happening to us that are affecting our hormones, they're affecting our mental health. We've talked about this exhaustively and continue to talk about it because we happen to believe that the toxicity in humans is one of the things that we have to correct in order to correct some of the other larger problems. There was
Absolutely.
A great master and guru in here, you know, on episode 6 who said, I think it was episode 6, Marcus Antebi, who said, you will never get plastics out of the ocean until human beings are enlightened.
That's right.
It's so it's really time to get woke. We're killing ourselves with chemicals.
Up. Yeah, Marilee wants to write a book. It's Wake Up America, We're Losing Our Children.
Ooh. Okay,
I just gave away your title, Marilee. No one steal it.
No, keep that, people. You're all under NDA.
Yeah.
We're going to cut to our next commercial break, our final commercial break in the episode, obviously. We are sponsored by none other than the Smile to Go and SmileRadio.fm. Smile to Go has the best chicken in the game. Please come through 24th and Lexington. I'm staring at the owner. His name's Matt Kliegman. He's a hunk. You can shout him out on Instagram. SmileRadio.fm. Check out all of the other shows on the internet and on the Instagrams. And thank you very much, Smile, for constantly providing for us and you know, including us. We like to be included. We are back, and we are going to recap some of the things that every user should do at home. We hardly ever say that. We give you a lot of coulds, but today I'm stepping into that psychologically and therapeutically inappropriate place of shooting the shit out of our listeners, because you're literally at risk, not to fear bait anybody too much, but I happen to have a very sick sister who most likely is suffering in large part from the chemicals that are in her food and the chemicals that are in her air and her water and everything else. And it is what the doctors have been pointing her back to. So, guys, let's talk about some of the basic steps and, of course, make our commitments to put some of this stuff online. Thanks, here. Give me fist pounds. We're fist pounding in the studio, guys. You had initially discussed evaluating every one of your products, putting them in a box, and looking them up the ingredients. So let's talk about, dun, 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 ingredient palooza. How do we go about it?
Well, we make it even easier than you just described.
Oh, okay, cool.
We take categories. So the first category we say is go through your house, get a box.
Get a box.
Open your cabinets, your drawers, and just pull out any pesticide that you have in there.
Okay.
Repellents, lice, shampoo, whatever.
Right, that Raid stuff.
Yeah, yeah Raid, yeah. Everything. Just get it out. Just take it out of the house. This is a no-brainer. You don't have to look at labels. These need to go. We have a great non-toxic alternatives that work as well.
Okay.
So then the second category we do is the cleaning products.
Okay.
And unless you know something's really clean and good, and we've told you how to figure it out, look at EWG, choose the ingredients that have a one or two, make sure it has those. Otherwise, right. Put them in a box and get them out of the house. Just go through your house and get all your cleaning products out.
Okay.
And with those two removals, you have made a dramatic improvement in your air quality.
How do we do food?
Well, we do a clean sweep of the pantry looking for food that has harmful chemicals in it. We'll just say artificial sweeteners, artificial colors, excitotoxins. It's a whole category. Any kind of dyes.
Do I have to give up on cake? You basically just described cake.
No, you can have wonderful cakes.
Yeah, okay. There's great cake recipes. Yeah. So on our website, we have something called the Home Cleanse. And so we have videos that walk you through this.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. Yes, just go to branchbasics.com/homecleanse, where it's in our menu.
All right, I'm still holding you to the write-up, though. You do the write-up, we'll send everyone
we'll
the traffic
the
back to the Home
for
Cleanse.
For sure, but yeah. On our website, you can go and do our Home Cleanse, and we'll walk you through this step by step. And we'll continue to add to it. And food is one of our upcoming categories. So
amazing.
Stand by.
Okay.
So after you take the cleaning products, if you go through and get all your products with synthetic fragrance out, that means your skincare, no matter what you have in there with fragrance, just get it out of your house.
Got it.
It can make a huge difference, especially hormonal issues.
Got it. Okay. So, guys, the Home Cleanse is the real big one, but let's do the plug, you know, just for fun. Tell me where I can get the good goods. Branchbasics.com?
Branchbasics.com. That's
did you,
it.
Did you hear that?
Only people? Branchbasics.com.
Branchbasics.com. No, there are other
we
people
like to
who
educate,
eventually will be selling.
And so we want to keep that direct contact with you, direct communication. So.
Okay. And are you guys legitimately, you know, the only cleaning solution? Multi-purpose, of course, as well, that is chemical-free and safe.
Well, water is a chemical, so we're not chemical-free.
Oh,
but,
fair.
But harmful chemical-free, yes.
She hit me with the ruler on that one, guys.
Well, just trying to make you sound smarter, you know, in the future.
Thanks, Mom. God, let me live. Excellent. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us, and thank you for educating us on this insane amount of bad things.
Well, and no matter, like, real quick, no matter what you have, no matter what you're suffering from, and no matter whether you are low income or the most affluent person in the world, this protocol is for everyone. And we have seen it time and time again turn around every health ailment. And, you know, if you can't afford to replace it, all of your products at once, just like we said, put them in a box, put them in a Sterilite plastic box, and we walk you through all this. But yeah,
amazing.
It can change your life.
Yeah. All right, everything's going into the shed, and really, really great ending. You've definitely done this before. Kelly Love, ladies and gentlemen.
Our bodies, okay, last thing. Our bodies are amazing self-healing machines, and if we just get out of their way, then they will do their thing like they're supposed to.
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Yeah. If you guys didn't hear that, Maddie was snapping. She was just applauding this whole thing. You guys are definitely hanging out after. Shout out to Maddie's glasses. They're fire.
I know. I got to go find Larry.
You need to find Larry.
Guys, thank you. I'm Henry Lynn with Madeline Wallace.
Yes.
This has been Better World. Join us again to figure out how you can help make the world better. Peace, everyone.